Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang kababayan mula sa Perth na may-ari ng isang photography business. Kasama niya rin ang kanyang asawa, si Elizabeth Grace Moran or si Bea, kasama si Michael Moran. Hello!
Hello po!
Hello, everyone.
Who can tell me about this business? Kailan to nagsimula?
It all just started yung passion ko into photography. Yung husband ko kasi, we both enjoy building businesses. Parang nag-enjoy ako mag-photoshoot. So, tap ito na taking photos ng yung friend ko actually. Nag-start siya ng business. And then, nagtanong siya kung pwede ako mag-take photo sa branding niya. So, she started an artwork business. And I said, okay, sige, kasi they see me na hilig naman ako mag-take photos, mga ganun. So, I said, okay, sige, I'll give it a try. And then, I just keep showing up. The photos turned out really well. And that's what she used sa portfolio niya sa business. For Christmas, spoke to my hubby about it. And he said, oh, maybe we try doing mini sessions. So, yun, nag-open ako ng Christmas mini sessions. I had a lot of clients. Ang daming customer tanong sa akin na, how much it costs. But kasi I started low rate and affordable time of the year. But I think I'm fully booked every night. I set Christmas decor dito sa bahay. I'm also working full time. Gusto ko din nakakita yung mga customer ko na they're very happy sa outcome. And then they now ask for other photoshoots, not just for Christmas. Ask din sila like mga birthdays, baptism, simple family shoot lang. Go to like beach or one time, nag-scroll lang talaga ako sa may ad na selling a photography studio. Yung nakita ko, sinend ko lang sa hubby ko and said, look at this. He said, okay, kasi nga, yung photography studio, it's already established, it's systemized as well. Previous owner, did just na nilang to deal with some personal problem. Naisip naming dalawa na parang kaya namin. Kaya namin to run this business and build this and improve it as well. That's how we took over the business.
Quite a big step for us because we actually, with all the markets changing in Perth, we ended up selling our property and using that to acquire the business. And so it was a low six-figure.
Is it over 200,000?
Technically is more, but obviously when you do these type of investments, you have to look at the risk and mitigate risk and give yourself a financial buffer as well. So,
ano yung na-cover ng investment na yon?
It covered the plant, equipment, the IP, all the goods and stock, essentially, and then included whatever liabilities like employees, subscriptions, all the customer base for the last 16 years, obviously the socials.
Kasi tatlo din ang website, kasi nga iba-iba din ang target audience. Tatlo din ang social, Facebook, and Instagram.
A bit of work to manage all six.
Tatlo kasi silang division. So, Portraiture by Goddess, which is more on women empowerment. And then, yung isa is Freedom Photography, which is more on family portraits. And then, meron din kaming Mr. Wolf and Fluffy, which is focusing on pets photography. Biggest division ang Portraiture by Goddess, which is...
Ano yung mga bentahe kung let's say binili nyo ng buo yung negosyo versus kung let's say kayo lang ang nag-umpisa nito?
Yung business is running for 15 years already. Sa social, sa website, merong mga negative comments about the business. Yun yung sa akin din, other obstacle. Paano ba hindi makakabigay ng parang hindrance sa mga customer? Diba, kung magbubook sila, of course, titingin na tayo sa Google reviews. Comments na parang hindi nila nagustuhan siguro yung management before, but the comments was 10 years ago, ngayon na iba na yung management, which is kami. So, yun din ang parang nakakapag-put off sa kanila. Siguro, kung titingnan nila yung Google reviews, if base lang. Kasi nga, hindi naman nila alam na iba pala yung may-ari. Kita na challenge din as opposed to starting our own.
The biggest one would be the upfront cost. That's obviously the biggest one. You were to start on your own, you can start with a lot lower revenue stream and you can slowly build up higher. It's a bit of a trade-off and it really depends on how you want and what position you are in life, I guess. If you have the equity or the capital, I think it's a lot more beneficial to buy established, but obviously do your homework and make sure you mitigate whatever risks there are.
Were there any unforeseen expenses?
Legal fees.
Lawyer to check the contracts for the purchase agreement. That's a rolling number. So the more back and forth you go, the bigger the number gets. So if you're not fully organized, it can take you a lot more money than if you were very prepared.
At saka yung mga advertising material.
In terms of paghahati ng role, ano yung contribution ni Michael at ano naman ang contribution?
I basically manage the macro level stuff, the vision, the strategy, and the back end technology on how the systems work. And so we've been improving that, including the marketing strategy for everything, making sure that the system works from acquiring the customer to the end goal.
Mike, he's a very tech focused, and I am more on the creative side. Ako yung operations, ako yung nagmamanage ng the photo shoot, the editing, and we do the production as well after.
Is there really a demand for such a service?
There 100% is. For all three of our brands, there's quite a lot of competition as well. And that's one of the things that we were concerned with initially before we decided to go ahead.
The biggest challenge as well was we are going all in. When you back yourself at that level, parang there's no safety net. Ako, nafe-feel pressure, especially around cash flow and making sure things are working.
Kung ikukumpara mo yung serbisyo ninyo sa mga existing na negosyo.
Para sa akin customer service talaga. Wala kaming pinipiling customer. Kung meron mang lalapit sa amin, we take them in. Hindi namin pinipili na, hindi nila afford, may kaya bang yung ganitong customer, you know? Then they come in, and how do we know that they are potential client if we don't, you know, accept them and that limit? Other businesses hard selling. We don't. We are more on working on what the client's budget. We work on the client. Tulungan namin yung client base sa ano yung kaya nilang ibigay. So sa amin, masaya kaming nakikitang masaya yung mga client. Especially sa isang division, photography kasi more on women empowerment. It boosts women's self-confidence, mga ganon. Comfortable talaga sila sa lahat ng, sa buong experience. At sa lahat ng brands namin, iyon ang focus. Hindi lang basta larawan, kundi isang experience na tatatak. Maaring makalimutan ng tao ang mga larawan, but hindi nila makakalimutan kung paano namin sila pinaramdam.
Kano? Yung entry level, like a range maybe.
Was it $100 on the weekdays to book in and then $200 on the weekends? And then that goes off of their total budget of whatever they want to purchase, of course.
Paano yung pato palalaguin para sa'yo?
Scaling ay tungkol sa systems, hindi lang sa dami. So, naka-focus kami sa marketing, lead generation, automation, at pag-build ng strong CRM system. Nagbo din kami ng team at sinisigurado namin malinaw ang roles at may tamang training ang bawat isa kasi nga ang goal namin ay palaguin ang sa paraang consistent at sustainable na hindi lang nakadepende sa isang division lang.
I just wanted to add, we've both kind of had a bit of a rough area in the past when it comes to management. As a result, we've got a bit more sympathy for how things should work in a business. I kind of took that to heart. So one of the biggest things for us in this company is to make sure that the work culture is impeccable and the management style is the best benefit of the employees.
So sa akin, mahalaga ang magandang working environment kasi nabibuild yung trust. And kung ako magiging boamo, make sure na employees ko is well looked after. So kung masaya silang pumapasok sa work and hindi parang pumapasok kasi kailangan nilang pumasok. Pumasok sila kasi masaya at mahal nilang work.
Final message ninyong mag-asawa sa mga gustong magtayo ng negosyo?
First, you need to make sure that you're disciplined and consistent enough. That's probably the biggest takeaway. So if you're going to start with anything, you got to make sure you see it through because it's not going to pay off and there's going to be a lot of delayed gratification. It's not instant. And the world we live in today, that can be quite challenging. So you have to be very clear of the level of commitment. You don't have to go all in like we did. You can start as a side hustle. It just really depends on your environment that you're in and what you're capable of doing. Your personal circumstances will dictate what you're able to do and what you're not.
Hindi mo kailangan gawin lahat agad, pero kung ano man ang piliin mo, make sure you are committed. Alamin mo kung saan ka magaling, ayusin mo yung systems mo, at mag-focus ka sa pagbibigay ng real value sa mga tao. Tanggapin mo rin na hindi laging mabilis ang progress. may times na mabagal talaga, which what we experience as well. And that's okay. It takes time to make everything click then. Ang importante lang is tuloy-tuloy ka. As long as consistent ka at open ka mag-improve, darating din yung result. At higit sa lahat, believe in yourself. Kasi doon nagsisimula lahat.
Maraming salamat kay Bea at kay Michael Moran.
Thank you, Christina.
Papakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad nito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.